Although Democrats have an enrolled advantage throughout the county, a Republican says she can win the special election for the first Berkshire District seat left vacant by the June death of State Representative Gail Ann Criddy. Christine Canning talks about her decision to run for the State House.
I ran for Senate, and I took nearly 40% of the vote. I just think that it would be really good for our community if I could get to implement the economic plan that I had, and I also would like to help my community because I really think we need to grow business. We really need to improve education. Even though we have three level one schools in the whole county, I think that there's just something that needs to be done and done better, and if I can help, that's what I want to do.
You're running as a Republican. The only Republican in the race so far. Is this a wise choice? Can a Republican really win?
Well, that's the funny thing. Even when I was in the Senate, people were calling me Silvio Conti. I'm very eclectic. My team right now is actually made up of Democrats, Republicans, Independents. I could care least what your party is as long as you can get the job done. And if we don't start working bipartisan, we really are going to stay in the same mess that we've been in for a while. I also feel that because I'm Republican, I can serve on many more committees that our Democratic partners cannot because I'm in the minority.
You haven't always towed the party line, as you said. You've supported single-payer health care, the legalization of recreational marijuana, and defended LGBTQ rights. Why is that? Why is it important to look at the other side of the aisle?
Well, personally, I don't know if you knew this. My father was a Democrat. My mother was a Republican. I'm sort of somewhere a little bit in the middle. Yes, I am moderate. But every one of those issues is something that affects people. So let's start with them one by one then. When it comes to health care, I have worked in countries where there is universal health care, and no one should have to be worrying in a time of need whether or not they can afford the medicines to keep themselves alive in one of the greatest countries on earth. So if people need health care, I am going to support it every which way possible. And that includes working families who are paying too high on their premiums. Right now, it's a corporation in a market of greed, and I believe in free markets, but there's a point when you have a man who exploited, for example, the EpiPen. That's unacceptable behavior, and people have to be accountable. So when it comes to recreational marijuana, personally, I don't believe in regulation, and I think we're over-regulated in the state of Massachusetts. What people want to do in their privacy of their home in a free country is really their business. Also, I really was in favor of it because of the hemp industry. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry where people can actually start to grow it and start to sell it and make a profit, you know, and I think it can really help the beauty industry. Also, you look at what recreational and medicinal marijuana can do for people with Parkinson's. As far as LGBTQ, of course, every person, I believe, has equal rights, and we have no business to discriminate against anyone. And so I kind of like what California is doing right now. Instead of labeling people, everyone is a binary person. And as a binary person, you all were born with a soul, and you all have a free right to live your life the way you want without me giving you a judgment of how it should be.
If elected, what's your plan? Is there anything from the late Gail Ann Criddy, a Democrat, that you'd carry on?
Yes, right now she has the Baker Road Initiative, which would be up in Lanesboro. I also believe she's done a lot with the environment, and actually during my Senate campaign, I was the one, well, one of three, who actually said, I'm against the pipeline. And I also am someone who believes that our nature is our actual resource. So I would really like to exploit that, especially when you have J.K. Rowling's book with the American School of Wizardry coming out. We should have Adams and Lanesboro working together to really see what we can bring in for money. We really need to exploit the arts more. And I also feel that with the education between MCLA and Workforce Development, Williams College, and dealing also with we have McCann, which is the number one school, we really need to look at bringing more technology into the county and looking at 2035. I think my goal, if I get in office, will be 2035, and that will be a focus on technology and robotics. People have to understand when it comes to the health care, I, during the Senate race, looked into that, and a lot of it had to do with income related, how Medicaid and Medicare pays back, and was it financially in their best interest. Personally, I would love to see that hospital reopen as a vet's hospital. I would like to see it because the nearest vet's hospital is 63 miles, and I'm a big supporter of veterans. And I also would like to see, I think as far as education, right now, you don't fix something that isn't broken. Mount Greylock is a level one school. McCann is a level one school. BART has the top MCAS score. The other two high schools, I think they just need more resources and funding, and I really think that we could look at working on the Chapter 70 funds, again, to get the money back into the towns. But we really have to look at attracting people and making the changes necessary to help everyone.
That's 1st Berkshire District State Representative candidate Christine Canning. Canning is the only Republican in the running. North Adams City Councilor Lisa Blackmer, Stephanie Bosley, daughter of former State Representative Daniel Bosley, former North Adams Mayor John Barrett, and Kevin Toll, who worked as Caridi's legislative aide, will face off in a Democratic primary set for October 10th. The general election is November 7th.